This is the Texas Standard. I'm David Brown. On the national conversation about college student debt, most of the focus has been on rising cost of tuition and fees. But in some places, including at the University of Texas, the cost of housing can either match or be a bigger cost. Allie Breland reports for Type Investigations, which is a nonprofit group that helps fund investigative journalism. He recently published a fascinating story in Bloomberg Businessweek about how national apartment developers have become a powerful force in pricing out lower-income students and pushing others much further away from classes. Allie Breland, welcome to the Texas Standard.
Thank you for having me.
Let's start with a kind of case in point. You look at in-state tuition at the University of Texas, flagship campus, about $11,000 a year. But you report that in an apartment on West Campus, that can cost a student way more than tuition, not even counting utilities and food. What's going on?
Yeah, that's definitely the case. UT outside of campus and West Campus is a particularly expensive market to live if you're a student. If you want to live near campus, if you want to be able to walk to your classes and have a sort of normal college life, you have to pay a lot of money to do that. And if you're not from a wealthy family and you can't really make that kind of money work, you have to live kind of far away in East Riverside, which can be 30 minutes away by bus, sometimes even longer. And so it sort of creates this economic stratification between students that can afford to live near campus and have a bit of an easier life and walk back and forth from their classes and be more available and participate more in things, and students that have to kind of struggle to get to campus or take on a lot of debt if they don't have a lot of money and want to live near campus.
Yeah. Ali, let me ask you something, because I think a lot of people listening might say, wait a minute, hasn't this always been the case? The closer you are to campus, the more it's going to cost.
Yeah, so UT Austin specifically has kind of had versions of this problem for a long time, but it started to get worse in recent years. Between 2005 and 2010, a sort of new wave of developers came in and put up a lot of new housing, which was good because there was a shortage, but it hasn't always been affordable. A lot of the affordable housing has lacked. And so even though there is more housing, a lot of it's only been accessible to wealthy students, which hasn't always been this extreme.
Yeah, I noticed that since 2000, I believe your story says that rents have shot up something like 87%, which is incredible. You know, you think back, though, 20, 30 years ago, I think a lot of folks thought campus apartments weren't that good a business because, you know, landlords saw tenants as, you know, sort of being very short-term renters, right? I mean, campus apartments sort of often look more like a modest motel than a real home. What's changed with that market?
Yeah, so that market, in a lot of ways, the sort of core fundamentals have always been the same, but people sort of realized that they were thinking about students incorrectly. Students do sort of embody a lot of normal features of, like, quote-unquote, bad tenants. They're younger, sometimes more irresponsible. There's a lot of turnover. But they're different in that they're always going to be there, and that while you have turnover, you will not have a hard time finding new people to take over those spots because there's always going to be demand for housing close to campus.
Yeah. Obviously, no state-supported school wants to become something that only the rich can afford. They certainly don't want to get that kind of reputation. But we are talking about off-campus housing here. It's not directly a university matter. So are their hands tied, or what can they do?
Yeah, the university can definitely, there are things they can try to do. They can try to put in more on-campus housing. They can try to acquire off-campus housing and just make sure that there are more beds that they can try to provide at affordable prices to lower-income students. But in some ways, their hands are tied at UT and at legislature and governments across the country. State legislatures have kind of scaled back on the amount of money that they're giving to colleges. And so they don't have as much money to spend on these kinds of things, and they have to make tough decisions. And while this is very important, there are other many important issues that education funding has to be allocated to.
I was just going to say, I mean, some people listening might think, well, how much of a hardship is it that you have to live further away from campus? You know, that's life. A lot of people can't live close to their jobs either, right? I mean, so how does it impact a student who's pushed away from campus because of rent prices, say, you know, I don't know, 5 or 10 miles away?
Yeah, that definitely is the case. There seems to be something, I think, very viscerally unfair for a student who comes from a lower income family. They didn't really make any sort of life choices, and they have to kind of be forced in that situation. And, you know, to people who kind of say, you know, that's just that's the breaks of life. It is a bit unfair in that it makes it harder to stay engaged. Students I spoke with said that they couldn't join the sort of undergraduate societies that they wanted to, or be in extracurriculars that they wanted to, that would make them more competitive for grad school and jobs. And so right off the bat, you know, that starts and exacerbates income and wealth inequality, things that, you know, are already pretty bad in this country. And so the seeds kind of start to be planted there.
Ali Breland, he is a reporter with Type Investigations, a nonprofit group that helps fund investigative journalism. The story is published in Bloomberg Businessweek, and we'll link to it over at texasstandard.org. Ali, thank you so much for taking a few moments out to talk with us on The Standard.
Thank you so much for having me.